The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Dismiss is here, bringing the cheer. Ding, young and old, meek and the bold. Ding, dong, ding, dong, young is their song. We join the ring, long hair and lane.
One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound. O'er hill and dale, tell their tales. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here.
Ding, dong, ding, dong, that is their song.
Ding,
joyful ring, dong, caroling.
Ding, dong, ding. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound. Far hill and dale, telling their tales. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Ding, dong,
ding, dong.
Ding, dong,
ding,
dong.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
On
they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Enter with me this sacred space. Bring with you what is yours, a burdened heart, a joyous song, a wearied spirit, a seeking mind. Bring the gift of yourself to the altar. It is an honorable gift. Yes, the gift of yourself is an honorable gift. Here at Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, we bring ourselves into this community of variety. I'm Reverend Andrew L. Weber, and I am so very happy and excited to join in this Christmas celebration, a time when we join our Christian siblings in faith all over the world in a celebration of the birth of Jesus. Ours is a free faith of communal searching and support, and gladly we welcome you to this special ceremony, bringing us from darkness to light. With the arrival of winter's low, dark sky, communities around the world look to the miracle of light as a sign of rebirth and a source of hope. At Christmas time, we celebrate the promise of new life, and we recommit ourselves to the protection of everyone's right to their own radiant humanity. Today, there will be familiar readings and songs. There may also be some new and exciting pieces. Just as with life, some parts are familiar and comforting, other parts are new and exciting. You are welcome to enter into all of it and feel the blessing of this service as we create the sacred space together. I hope you enjoy the comfort and are open to the mystery of Christmas with a Unitarian Universalist slant. We start our service of light by kindling the first of many flames this evening, namely the Advent lights of hope, peace, joy, love, and Christ, and our own flaming chalice, the symbol of our broad and living faith. The Hanukkah menorah is also here. It will remain an unlit witness to the celebration of light starting tomorrow night. Will Elise Fisher please come up to share with us our chalice lighting?
Come, hear the triumph of the organ. Come, hear the merriment of the bells. Come, raise your voice in glad tiding. On a midwinter's night, fare you well. Let the lights of the season now beckon every man, woman, child, near and far. Let the hope that glimmers within you rise up like the night, like a star. Come in from the cold, now we gather. Come in for the warmth that we'll share. A people of hope and of memory, we light our chalice and take time to care.
Come, hear the triumph of the organ and the merriment of the bells. Today we are celebrating through a lot of music, if you couldn't tell already, from our amazing fellowship singers. And yeah, oh yeah, what a blessing, what a ministry, thank you. And I am really expecting abundant joy and maybe some raucousness, but also energy. And I'd like to introduce our very own first time, last minute pickup TPUUF Orchestra. So if you joined with us this evening to practice, come on up. If you brought an instrument, you're like, I didn't practice, come on up and get ready. Our first carol is Jingle Bells. And for each carol, the orchestra is going to play through one entire time, and then you're welcome to rise in body or in spirit and join in the words, which will be on the screen, and there'll also be in your pamphlets. And I tell you again and again, I will make mistakes. So if the lyrics in your pamphlet or on the screen or what other people are singing don't match, you can, right here, I'll take all that blame. Just make sure that you all share the energy, the heart, and the joy. And there are some percussion instruments in the back if you're like, I wanna join in, so you can get those. I'm gonna get on the tuba here.
Are you starting with bashing through the snow or jingle?
Bashing.
Thank you.
For so the children come, and so they have been coming.
We will continue to make errors, so like just thank you. Next slide, because this is a responsive reading. And then let's try again. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we got this. We got this. The miracle of Christmas is being human in our fullness. Oh, that'll preach. Okay, thank you, Jeff.
For so the children come, and so they have been coming.
Always in the same way they come, born of the seed of humankind.
No angels herald their beginnings. No prophets predict their future courses.
No wise men see a star to show where the unknown babe will save humankind.
Yet each night a child is born and a holy night.
Parents and loved ones sit inside their children's graves.
They ask, where and how will this new life end, or will it ever end?
Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping.
The Christmas story is about the miracle of new life, the miracle of a holy birth where the divine became human. Each and every evening is a holy night. Each and every birth is a time when the holy and the divine come into a newborn human child. Your first evening alive. Yes, your first evening alive was a holy night, a time for celebration and decorations and a fair, calling for garlands and ornaments. So come on, pick up orchestra and help us sing to the celebration and decorations of this time and of every night. Remember, we'll play through once and then join in for singing.
What is Christmas by Reverend Clifford Reed. Candles herald the advent of the Child of Sorrows. Twinkling lights challenge winter's darkness and our own. Green trees, red berries tell of nature's endurance. Carols evoke praise and celebration and sweet nostalgia. Old tales speak of magic and miracle and human redemption. The sugared story of a teenager pregnant out of wedlock, of a family seeking shelter and refuge from murder. Stars in frosty skies that bring to mind another star which guided kings in homage to infant innocence and led another king in selfish fear to seek its destruction. Merriment, fellowship, and joy in each other's happiness. Deeds of generosity, kindness, and so much love. Prayers for peace and justice and the defeat of evil. These are the things that are Christmas. May God bless them and us and a world that sorely needs this season's hope and promise.
All this talk about Christmas, and we haven't gotten to one of the most important aspects, right? What's, when you think Christmas, what do you think? Yes. I planted him, the giving and receiving of presents. I mean, I have this. Thank you. Generally, gifts are a big part of this holiday, right? I mean, what is wrapped for you under the tree this year? Gifts, yeah, toys, oh my gosh. People already know? What's stuffed in a stocking and waiting for tomorrow morning or maybe later tonight? Some people actually open presents later tonight. I'm sorry, parents, for saying that. What gifts are you giving this year? Underwear. Sometimes the needed gifts are the most important, right? And maybe they're tangible, maybe they're abstract gifts. And although our next hymn, not carol, our next hymn was written as celebration for a congregational anniversary, it speaks to the question many of us may feel with regard to giving or receiving of gifts. What gift can we bring? So please rise in body or in spirit, and the fellowship singers will lead us in what gift can we bring. What gift can we bring? What
present, what token, what words can convey it? The joy of this day. When grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, what sorrow can we offer in full You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles to the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair.
yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things.
The question is answered over and over again. What gift can we bring? Yourself. What do I have to do? You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. That's the miracle of Christmas, the joy of this time, that your presence is good, that you have worthiness, you have holiness. Every day a child is born is a holy time, and all of our lives brought joy into this world. We sing now in praise of all life, but also the hope, the faith that love and peace can prevail. And once again, we will show you the gifts that we bring in this orchestra will come up and lead us in joy to the world. We'll play it through once, and then we'll sing through it twice. So that's three times playing. You guys get that? Great. Okay.
For Joy by Jan Richardson. You can prepare, but still it will come to you by surprise. Crossing through your doorway, calling your name in greeting, turning like a child who quickens suddenly within you. It will astonish you how wide your heart will open in welcome. For the joy that finds you so so readily and still so unprepared.
It will astonish you how wide your heart will open and welcome for the joy that finds you so ready and yet so unprepared. It's our wish this season and throughout the year that we are both ready and unprepared for the joy which comes. So let us now sing to that joy, the joy which comes unexpected, the joy which we plan for, both in the Christmas story and orchestra. We're going to play "O Come All Ye Faithful." We're going to play it once and sing through twice, including the chorus, and the English or Latin is up there, so you can choose if you want to sing in English or Latin. I'll let you do that. All right?
Invitation to the offering. What gift can we bring? What present? What token? What words can convey it the joy of this day? When grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, what song can we now offer in honor and praise? This gift we now bring, this present, this token, these words can convey it the joy of this day. Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship answers the question of what gift we can bring. This community says that you can bring yourself. Come with your full self, your beauty, your pain, your needs, and your abundance. When we all come together, our pain is lessened and our gifts heightened. One way we can increase our giving is very tangible, by joining together our abundance. Tonight is a special service where we take up a collection for the greater world. All of this evening's offerings will be donated to Mitzvah Circle Foundation, a local organization in Lansdale which strives to support families in need by providing items which are not covered by assistance programs, including clothing, toothpaste, diapers, toiletries. Mitzvah Circle fills a gap in the needs of our community, living out the value that every person matters. You may place cash or a check made out to Thomas Paine, TPUUF, with the memo Christmas Eve collection in the baskets when they come around. You may also donate online via the button on tpuf.org. Just make sure to put Christmas Eve collection as a comment. We will now gratefully receive the gifts of the fellowship. Please be generous as we build something greater.
Won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. The shepherds were tending their flocks on that night when angels appeared and said, go and find the light shining bright. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. The star shone a light o'er the place where he lay. The baby in a stable was sleeping in the hay. Born today, oh, won't you come? Oh, won't you come? Oh, won't you come? And go to Bethlehem. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem. Oh, won't you come and see the baby? Come and see the baby. Come and see the baby born in Bethlehem.
The giving and receiving of gifts is holy work. So let us acknowledge our embodied faith and dedicate this offering with the unison words on the screen. May these gifts, given with generosity and love, help bring more peace, empathy, and freedom to our world. Amen. The reason that so many celebrations of light is the same reason that we take up an offering, because there exists darkness and because there is need. In the midst of the darkness, we can bring light and we can be the light. In the midst of need, we can bring and we can be the support. I believe no carol better speaks to the reality of this bleakness and the reality of hope in wintertime than our next one. For our final accompanied song, we are going to do In the Bleak Midwinter. Now, this is the one where the lyrics on the screen, the lyrics in your bulletin, and what people are singing may be different. What we're going to do is we're going to play through it once, or maybe they've been even changed. So follow the screen. Thank you, tech guys. Thank you very much. Follow the screen. If you can't see it, follow what you have in your paper. That's okay. We'll play through it once, and the fellowship singers will join us in singing through three times? Three times. Let's do it. Will the Seaman Murray family please come up? And share with us a prayer and then our candle lighting.
She's little. There you go.
A church eve, a Christmas Eve poem.
Spirit of life, giving love, and love giving life, spirit of Christmases, past, present, and future.
We are great gathered here in the dark of the year, in a year where everything, even through our losses, we have gained new insights into some of the more important things about life.
We are here remembering the birth of a child and the promise that lies within each of us. May our hearts be filled with love, and may we too be guided by a star giving us a vision of peace and goodwill to all.
Christmas Eve comes but once a year as a reminder for all of the other days and for all the other other nights. So let us be remembered of joy and celebration. Let us be remembered of light,
of good food and good company. And let us be reminded as well that we are the ones alive, that like a babe of long ago, we too might make a difference in the world, might help to make it a more loving place.
Let the spirit of the night be born in each other. Let us nourish it not just today, but all day. And may we be blessed always with the joy that comes from giving, with the gladness that comes from being with people we love, and the fullness of coming from opening our hearts to the world around us. May we be blessed by the spirit of Christmas. May we be blessed in its light, and let it lead to the new day that awaits being born.
Being bathed in the light of Christmas is both a symbolic and a physical reality. Right? It's not a coincidence that this holiday is so close to other holidays of light in the darkness. We come together witnessing in the darkness which this time of year brings, while also witnessing to the light that we each have inside of us. Now is the time to take out those candles you have so carefully been holding. If you do not have one, there's a basket in the back, and there are some LED lights. If you do not trust yourself or those around you with a candle, with a flame, get an LED light. That's okay. To those of you online, gather up your own candle or your own symbolic flame. And parents, I'm trusting you to decide who in your family has an LED light or a lit candle. The tradition in this congregation is to stand in a circle while we light our candles. Now, hold on a second. I'm going to walk us through the logistics, and then we'll do it. I want you all to please be careful as we do this. I can't stress enough. It's about joy, but also care and health for you and those around you. If you want a seat, if you want to sit in a circle, you can pull the seat with you. You can stand or you can stay seated where you are. Now I'm going to ask the Seaman Murray family to come back up to help us light our candles. We're going to be lighting our candles in silence, maybe with a little background music. And once they're lit, we are going to have a reading, and then we will sing, okay? So stand up and make a circle as you wish. I'm gonna give you a big canvas to take around.
So should we light our spirits, or should we not do our lights?
You know what? Put your candles here and do them last.
Thank you for the honor.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Okay. As we are lighting, remember to tilt the unlit candle.
John?
We're going to have a reading and then.
There we go. Are we ready?
Not all that yet.
Okay.
John E. Wood.
A candle is a careless thing. God wot. See how it is always stretching up and reaching out. It gives its substance without murmur or complaint to the flame that is consuming it. It doesn't even seem to care into what corner the flame flings its light. Whether the corner is clean or dirty, pretty or ugly, far or near, high or low, deserving or forgotten, useful or neglected. Apparently, too, it doesn't care to whom it sends its warmth.
Whether to the outer chill, a lonely heart, a child's delight, a bore or a lute, a candle that tries to conserve its substance, its poor company on a dark night. It was pleasant to look at in the daytime. It was slender, smooth, appealing. But any candle that does not give itself away is a disappointment in the deepening shadows of a long evening. Some friends are like that, good fun in days of play, poor company in a house of dusk and trouble. A candle must give itself away in the giving, the spending, the spreading, descending, it finds itself. Hey, that's what it says in my paper.
If you wish, you may take a seat and remain with your lit candle as long as you wish. When you are ready, please extinguish your candle before exiting the sanctuary. When the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. Amen. Blessed be, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, pal. Merry Christmas.